Phèdre by Alexandre Cabanel. When he exhibited Phèdre at the 1880 Salon, Alexandre Cabanel was at the peak of his career. A member of the Institute, covered in medals, and highly paid for his portraits of an extensive and wealthy clientele. This picture is one of the large theatrical compositions which occur at times throughout his work. Cabanel intended it for the museum of his birthplace, in gratitude for the scholarship he received as a young man to continue his training at the École des Beaux-Arts in Paris. The scene, drawn from the classics, shows Phèdre sending her attendants into despair. Having confessed her shameful love for Hippolytus, son of her husband Theseus. As if to prevent any misinterpretations, Alexandre Cabanel has taken care to include the following extract from Euripides. Consumed on a bed of sickness, Phèdre shuts herself in her palace, a fine cloth around her blonde hair. For 3 days now, her body has taken no food. Afflicted by some secret grief, she seeks to put an end to her unhappy destiny. The model was probably the wife of one of the Perrier brothers, a rich family of Parisian bankers, for whom Cabanel painted a number of portraits. He even designed the interior of their mansion. The pale and delicate figure also recalls Sarah Bernhardt, who was triumphantly playing the title role in Racine's play at the Comédie Française. At her request, Émile Zola adapted his novel La Curée for her in 1881 with the title Renée. The central character appears as a Phèdre of the Second Empire against a background of property, speculation, and shady deals. The spoiled and dissipated young woman sets her heart on her husband's son, Maxime. Zola had little liking for the art of Alexandre Cabanel. The painter even became one of Zola's favorite targets in his reviews of the Salon. In one comment, the writer observes, "Look at this wretched thing. Here is Mr. Cabanel with his Phèdre. The painting is shallow, as always, with a dull tone making any bright colours gloomy and turning them to mud. As for the subject, what can one say about this characterless Phèdre, who could be Cleopatra or Dido? It's lifeless and contrived, just a woman on her bed looking really miserable." And yet, one cannot help thinking that the work did play its part in the creation of René, and that in Phèdre, Cabanel used the guise of a classical tragedy to produce a painting critical of his time.